Hey guys, just wanted to take a few minutes and come on here and share with you some things that the Lord had been sharing with me and placed upon my heart. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And I know we have seen that quote all over Facebook, but that just kept coming back to my spirit. And the Lord began to share some things with me that I want to take these few minutes, and I just want to drop into your spirit right now. It's Friday, but Sunday is coming. Friday was that day of betrayal, that day of hatred, that day of despair and death. Oh, but Sunday symbolizes victory. It symbolizes hope and healing. It symbolizes eternal life. So whatever the darkness is, Sunday's coming. That moment of victory is well on its way. You know, Friday, you can imagine the day of the crucifixion, and I look back on that day, the 6th hour as they were crucifying the King of Kings, the entire land was covered. It was filled with darkness. You know, it was probably terrifying and confusing to most, and, you know, you wonder what the people thought when there was complete darkness. It was, you know, nature was mourning the loss of the Creator. You know, darkness was completely enveloping the land. And, you know, darkness when that day should have been the very brightest. And, you know, this Sunday, the churches may be closed. The lights may be out due to all these health concerns. People may not actually be assembling inside the building. But that building cannot contain the light of our Lord, for that light is within us. It is around us. And wherever you are, I know many of them's having the drive-in services, and that's awesome. But wherever you are, you worship Him. You enter into that place of His presence. You sing, you pray, feel that resurrection spirit that has already been flowing this week. It grows more powerful, indescribably powerful. And it is flowing because even though Friday was darkness and despair, Sunday is coming. That day of victory is coming. You know, it's easy to become fearful of everything that's going on. You know, people being sequestered in their homes. You know, many's unemployed. There's so many questions abounding, you know, of everything. But know that whatever it is, whether it's concerning, you know, what's going on with you physically or even spiritually, whatever kind of battle that you're in right now, know that Sunday is coming, that day of victory. You know, the sun came across that tomb, and the sun arose. The light of the world was alive, and He is alive forevermore. Darkness was defeated, the devil was crippled, and death was overcome. Sunday puts everything into perspective for us. It reminds us of who we are and why we are here. You know, this world is, I think of that hymn, this world is not my home. We are just passing through, and that's exactly what we're doing. We are just passing through this world. This world is not our permanent home. We live for a kingdom that is so much greater than this world. We may not know what the future holds, but we know who holds that future. We know who holds us in the palm of His hands. God is our deliverer through every circumstance, through every situation. And don't despair over today's darkness. Like, you know, the day of the crucifixion, the whole land was dark. I'm sure many of those people was in despair. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't see Him as the King of Kings, the Savior of the world. And they began to despair, but Sunday's coming. Hallelujah. They didn't believe who He was, but He came out of that tomb like He said He would. And so don't despair over today's darkness. Just know that even though it's Friday, Sunday's coming. And I felt that so very strongly over and over within my spirit. And I pray for the Lord to enlighten our eyes, to fortify our faith, to sharpen our focus and reinforce our hope. And I pray right now that whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is, fear not, for the Lord thy God is with you, and know that He shall deliver His people from whatever may come. He is faithful, and His word does not return unto Him void. But now is the time to search within ourselves and, you know, search out and make sure that everything we have is under that precious blood of Jesus, to know that we know where we stand with Him, and to get on fire for Him, because this is the church's pivotal moment to be that church outside the four walls, because it is so much more than those four walls. And as we go into this Resurrection Sunday, just know, even though it's Friday, Sunday is coming. God bless each and every one of you. I pray that resurrection power to flow over you and your families daily as we are coming into that day of victory in Jesus' mighty name.